Hello.
Hi, this is Jerry. I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your individual answers are confidential. Am I speaking with Ruth?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Ruth, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, television?
No.
Okay. Are you 21 and registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? You will definitely vote?
Yes.
Okay. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
What is your race?
Black.
Okay. Thank you. Now, what is your age?
94.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns for some people say that the President and Congress must focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you and then focus on. Use a 10 if it's the most important, 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one, improving K through 12 education.
Yes.
It is
very important.
10. Thank you. Next one, reducing substance abuse in our communities.
That's also 10.
Okay, next one, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
Yes, 10.
Thank you. The last one, making college more affordable.
Yes, 10. Very important.
Thank you. Now, thinking about ratings in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for black people?
Oh, boy. Staying about the same.
Okay. Thank you. Now, do you believe that health outcomes in general in the African community are better, worse, or about the same as in white communities?
Say that again, please.
Yes. Do you believe that health outcomes in general in the African American community are better, worse, or about the same as in white communities?
Worse.
Thank you. Now, which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the African American community? Ketamine, ecstasy, and other party drugs, heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack, opiates and fentanyl, marijuana and other cannabis products, cigarettes, vaping, alcohol?
I have no idea.
Okay. Now, I want to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can or want quick cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction will improve health outcomes in the African-American community?
Yes.
And that is strongly agree or just somewhat agree?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Now, I'd like to ask you, Ray, your family, I'm sorry, I'd like to ask you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. For each, tell me if you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not at all familiar with the product. The first one, electronic cigarettes or vapes. Are you very familiar or somewhat or not familiar?
Not familiar.
Okay, next one, heat not burn tobacco products.
Not familiar.
Okay, oral nicotine pouch.
Not familiar.
Now, I'd like to give you additional information about smoking today in America. As you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades, but about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly 500,000 American lives lost each year. That is about 1 in 5 deaths. And quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instant successfully switched from cigarettes, the most harmful form of tobacco, to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. After hearing this, what would you say is the primary reason for this change? Introduction of smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market, move government restrictions and bans, more education and anti-tobacco advertising, cost of smoking has gone up.
All of the above.
Okay, but if you have to select one of those, what will be?
I don't know. I guess the price has gone up.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'd like to read you two statements about cigarette smoking. Please tell me which of the following statements do you agree with more? We must recognize that not everyone can or will easily quit smoking. And while we'll continue to educate people about the harm of smoking and support their efforts to quit through traditional cessation products like nicotine patches and prescription medications, we should also ensure adults who smoke have information about access to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives that will reduce their long-term health risk compared to cigarettes. And the second statement, while it may be difficult to quit smoking, we should continue to focus entirely on getting people to quit all tobacco and nicotine through education about the harm of smoking and the use of traditional cessation products like nicotine patches and prescription medication. So,
Number two.
Thank you. Now, I will say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes. Would you say that is more harmful or less harmful? Vaping.
I have no idea.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you some statements people have made about smoking and the importance of smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives to cigarettes. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means that you somewhat agree, and 0 means that you not agree with the statement at all. The first one, we know that cigarette smoke contains a variety of chemicals known that cause cancer, but nicotine is not one of them. Nicotine is not a carcinogen. While smoke-free tobacco products contain nicotine, which is addictive, they represent a less harmful alternative to cigarettes because they do not produce cancer-causing smoke. Now, with this statement, are you agree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree from 0
somewhat.
To 10? Okay. Now, many people who smoke today come from minority populations. The nearly 500,000 Americans dying from cigarettes every year. It is not in the wealthy white neighborhoods, so nobody pays attention. But we can't just pretend that isn't happening. The FDA must begin instructing doctors to talk to adults who smoke about less harmful alternatives to cigarettes, no matter where they live. It could save hundreds of thousands of lives every year. From 0 to 10, how much agree are you?
10.
Okay. And the last one. The FDA is responsible for protecting and advancing public health. The FDA has proof through hundreds of scientific products applications that smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products are less harmful than cigarette smoking. There is a dire need for the FDA to increase awareness of an access to these alternatives for adults who smoke it could be the difference between life and death.
Yes, Ted.
Thank you. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It is okay if you did not, but I'd like to ask you again, do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction, the public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products will improve health outcomes in the African American community? Are you agree?
Agree.
Or disagree? Okay, and that is strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Now, in the past 30 years, have you used any of the following products? Electronic cigarettes or vapes?
No.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
Smokeless tobacco such as dip
no.
or chew? Okay.
No.
Oral nicotine pouch?
No.
Heat not born tobacco products?
No.
Cigarettes?
No.
Cigars?
No.
Thank you. Now, switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for a statistical purpose only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have a master's degree.
Thank you. Are you married or married, living with a partner?
Widow. I'm a widow.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living on your household?
No.
Okay. Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
I guess middle class.
Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Urban.
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
Somewhat strong.
Thank you. And in the 2020 presidential elections, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Biden.
Thank you. And if the 2024 elections for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Biden.
This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Thank you.
Have a nice day. Bye-bye.